Am I ready for Christmas? Not yet, no. We've been in this line of work, it comes and goes quick, and you have to get things done real quickly, so we'll have some time this evening.
So Santa's got a few more gifts?
Santa's got some work to do, yeah, yes.
Jeff, in measuring a defense's performance over a year, what to you is most important? Points allowed, yards, what measure do you like to use?
Well, it's clearly points allowed, and then the turnovers, you know. The three areas, points allowed, turnovers, and then third down efficiency as well. You know, third down efficiency and turnovers, but, you know, they work hand in hand to get the ball back. And then, of course, points allowed is very important.
Considering the organization's never been number one in that category, would that be a nice thing to add to the season?
Yeah, I mean, there's a number of things. I mean, you know, the 14th win is very, very important to us, too. And, you know, we're going to go about this week with you know, every intention to do what we have to do to win this game.
Is it any concern at all about with this being a holiday week and holidays coming in the middle? Any sort of lack of focus
in
practice?
No, they've done a great job all year. You know, staying focused and then backing down and refocusing. And that's what we have to do. Give them the entire day off tomorrow, spend time with their families. They deserve it. We'll come back Friday and refocus on the ball game, and they'll be fine.
How are you adjusting with the 2-day practice? We get more on.
We'll do a little bit more on Friday. We'll combine Thursday and Friday on Friday, so we may meet just a little bit longer.
What's different about the Colts heading into this week's game compared to earlier in the season?
The game is a little different in that you know, neither team really has anything to gain or lose as far as this game's concerned. I mean, that's the obvious difference. I mean, you know, if you're going to play the Colts. If we were playing the Colts a week from Saturday or Sunday, they're clearly playing much better than they were when we saw them on Monday night.
What's it going to be like for a young guy like Jason Jones that has the success he had in a big-time game and then going into the next week?
Well, I mean, Jason, like everybody else, has to put that behind him. You know, he was productive. He made plays. He made plays partly because of what he was doing and partly because of what his teammates did. And, you know, he understands, he's been around long enough to know that every offense is different, unique, and every week is a new challenge.
Vince getting most of the first three snaps together?
I'm sorry?
Vince getting most of
the... No, we got, we divide snaps just about equally, and, you know, I haven't really decided how we're gonna approach this, but there's a chance that some of the other players are going to play.
You anticipate Kerry starting, and then this is a decision after that on who...
Kerry's clearly going to start tomorrow, yes.
Would you limit things at all in the game that doesn't mean a lot, or if and when Vince is in there,
the coach has done a nice job putting the plan together, and, you know, we got, we think we have things, you know, on both sides of the ball that are going to give us a chance to win.
What's the overall big difference do you see in this team? Last year, this game was so important. You go up there, you have to win to get in. And in one year, you've taken the top seed in the NFL. Looking big picture, what is the one thing this team's done to you?
It's hard to carry things over from one year to the next. And I think this team did that. Their commitment to the offseason program, the way they handled training camp, and, you know, their ability just to take things one week at a time was the difference. You know, we lost some close games last year. We had some injuries last year. We stayed healthy for the most part this year. And we've had injuries in some key positions. The backups have stepped up.
There was a time when Mathis was considered kind of a situational guy. He's still not really as good as a starter. He's a Pro Bowl guy, a little bit overshadowed by training. What kind of matchup problems does he present?
Well, you know, a few years ago, it was all about Dwight Freeney, and you set your offense up to protect the left side of your offense because he was so productive. Now, you know, if you turn your line one way to Freeney, Mathis is going to do the same thing that Freeney does. So, you know, they've done a nice job balancing up their, you know, their front, and, you know, he's an exceptional rusher.
He's good at chasing strip guy, as there is.
Yeah, he is. I mean, you know, he and Freeney have a lot of the same moves, but... both of them are down the field, and the entire defense has great speed, and Mathis included. And, you know, that's one thing you have to stress to your offense when you're playing this team, is that you must protect the football at all times. Even if you're in the open field running, somebody's going to come strip.
How does David do against extreme speed like that? Is that a
good
challenge?
David's handled those type of rushes. You know, it's not easy, but he gets out there and he handles it. He understands the challenge.
Is it hard to wish that this game wasn't
that did have something, that what did have some meaning to it?
Well, it does have meaning. It's the Colts. It's a division rival. It's the last game of the year, and we want to win it. So I mean, it's a game. I mean, it's a regular season game. So there's lots of significance to this.